excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Louisiana Tech edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting On the Road Home. This is a tough game to quantify. How good is Louisiana Tech? How good is their defense after having given up 45 points to Hawaii? How good is their offense after having done very well against Hawaii, who may have a suspect defense? So it's hard to judge just how good the Bears needed to play to be impressed. I'll say this. There seem to be both moments of brilliance and of incompetence today. The defense as a whole seemed to play pretty well. After a suspect performance against Colorado State, they really held their own with the exception of two drives. They didn't let Louisiana Tech have any substantial drives. They punted all the time. And I think overall they did a good job. There were some moments where you can say they could have done better. There were some missed coverages. But all in all, only giving up 12 points to Louisiana Tech, it's not bad, particularly considering they changed their offensive strategy a number of times throughout the game. And the Bears' defense adjusted reasonably well, you know, at least within one series. The offense, on the other hand, I don't think was nearly as impressive. Yeah, we put up 42 points, but there were a lot of opportunities that were missed. It seemed like there was a lot of juggled balls. It seemed like there was a lot of errant balls thrown by Longshore. Not that they weren't caught in most cases, but they didn't put the receiver in a good position to make forward progress. There's one particular play with the tight end, Craig Stevens, where he was on a screen play, and he fell to his knees after turning around trying to run with the ball. And it was clear that if Longshore had put that ball in a place where he could have just caught and run with it, he would have probably got a fair amount of yards. But having to twist around and go back and get that ball, he was left scrambling and was unable to make the adjustment. So overall, a fairly uneven performance for the offense, although not terrible. Their team speed, again, is great. This is one fast team. And you could tell there were these moments where a team that had equal speed to the Bears would have shut down a lot of plays that ended up going for a long way. And this team is just fast. I don't know that there is a team in the Pac-10 or perhaps even the country that is as fast as they are. And that bodes well for them. They can limit the mistakes. Longshore can keep his rhythm going and keep his accuracy in check. I think this offense can go a long way. Some other aspects to cover. DeSean Jackson and punt returns. Felt like today he had psyched himself out of the game. Yeah, they weren't punting to him most of the time, but he was actually given a couple opportunities, and he didn't handle them well. He seemed to be almost desperate in those opportunities that he had, as opposed to just doing the right things and trying to get the most yards that he could. He was determined to make something miraculous happen. And as we all know, in football, the miraculous doesn't happen when you're trying to make it happen. It happens when you're just trying to do your best and a unique opportunity opens up. So I really think the coaching staff needs to work with him to get him to reset his expectations and just get the yards he can get and not worry too much about it. And definitely not worry about the fact that people aren't punting to him. If he doesn't get many opportunities, he doesn't get many opportunities. And that's the way cookie crumbles. The refereeing again, I don't know where we're getting these refs, but man, it was horrible, particularly early. That fumble that was called an incomplete pass, I swear on my mother's good name, was a fumble. I'm going to go home and review the video, but there's I'm nearly positive I'm not going to see anything to suggest that play should have been held up. He turned around and ran with the ball and didn't seem to be juggling it. He might have switched from one hand to the other, but it was as part of moving forward. And his knee definitely didn't hit the ground for the other half, although that's not what was ruled on the field. Then there was a couple missed interference calls. It just felt like the referees were not only calling a tight game, in some fairness to the referees, there were a lot of false starts, penalties, a lot of holding penalties, things, but they seemed to be fair about that. It was the big plays where they were seeming to find a way to negate Cal. And I hate to say it that way because I really don't like to be one of those people who says, you know, the refs took the game from us. But man, it felt that way today in the stands. And I'll review it on video, and we'll see. You know, sometimes you miss a lot in the stands, but it sure didn't feel good today. For our favorite subject, the tree huggers, again, they posed very little of an interruption. They did not disturb anything. The administration seems to have responded to some of the complaints from Tennessee. And they're doing a good job of keeping that situation under control. Those who had complained last time about, you know, the need for an emergency exit, they addressed that this week, turned those into emergency exits only. And also the staff seemed to be more on top of getting people in there efficiently, even though obviously there were far less, well, not far less, but just less people in the stadium. Another real sore point last time was concessions, and they were horrible. I mean, actually, this time I purposely did not. I brought everything, so I didn't need to go to the concessions. But when I would take my children to the bathroom, I could see the lines were far shorter, that they had plenty of soda and food and everything. So clearly they made adjustments after the first week of the season. I think perhaps it's yet another reason that you shouldn't open the season with a real big game like that, because your facilities people, your concessions people, it's their first game too, particularly when you've changed contracts like we did this year, it's going to take them a game to get things in order, and they seem to have made those corrections. So, well done, administration. You deserve a pat on the back for just about the way you're handling just about everything, and we support you and continue to move forward, and let's get those tree huggers out of there and win this court case. That's all I have for this edition of the podcast. We'll do another one next week on the road home from Arizona. Thank you for tuning in. This is Ken Crawford signing off. On the road again.